The city of Fairbanks has a new centerpiece sculpture. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the sculpture Polaris was created to mirror the local environment.
It takes a lot of work to make steel shine like a mirror.
Literally 4,000 hours of elbow grease.
Creators Cheryl Hamilton and Michael Vandermeer spent much of the last 6 months polishing the Polaris sculpture, work well worth the time investment given how long it could shine on Fairbanks.
We joke, it's surgical grade stainless steel, so it's going to be here until the glaciers come back, basically.
Seven steel hexagonal spires jut from the ground at angles, reaching as high as 36 feet into the air. Their shiny surfaces bounce light similar to glass or ice, a finish carefully crafted to capture programmed sequences of colored light projected on the sculpture.
We put random scratches in it that your eye can't see, but they'll actually catch that light and send it back to your eye.
There's also potential for the sculpture to capture light of a more natural variety.
One of the themes that we were working with this sculpture is the aurora borealis.
When it's, you know, a beautiful black sky with the aurora and the sparkly snow, and then this.
The Polaris sculpture is the centerpiece of a new downtown Fairbanks green space that includes a set of 9 historical plaques.
And we see a lot of tourists now.
John Jakovich owns the Fairbanks landmark Big Eye Bar right across the street.
People are looking at these plaques. They're going to be looking at this. People are going to take a picture.
The $300,000 Polaris sculpture is the final piece of a $29 million road and bridge construction project Jakovich remembers as just a plan decades ago.
What we have now is what I've seen over, well, I'm going to be 60 here this month, so 40 years ago. It just gives me goosebumps.
Sculptors Vandermeer and Hamilton are feeling some goosebumps of their own, seeing the sculpture finally in place in Fairbanks.
We've been looking at it horizontally now for a year, and once you get those horizontal things upright, they just seem so gigantic.
I still get chills when a sculpture's going up because you finally see it and it's home, so it's pretty exciting.
An unveiling ceremony for the Polaris sculpture is happening Wednesday night. The lights are scheduled to go on, coinciding with sunset at 8:08 p.m. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.